This is Radio Nepal. I am Sonika Lamisthane with the news, the headlines first. Parliamentary Secretariat in preparation for administering oath of office to newly elected members of the House of Representatives. Cold-related health complications on rise with dipping temperature in Lumbini province and at least 9 police killed in a bomb and gun attack in Iraq. Now the news in detail. The Federal Parliamentary Secretariat has intensified its preparation for administering oath of office to the newly elected members of the House of Representatives. Once the President administers oath of office and secrecy to the senior-most member among the newly elected, all the members would be sworn in later. In order to identify the senior-most member, the Secretariat has already sent a letter to the Election Commission requesting to furnish its details in this regard. President Bidyadev Bhandari has called upon the parties to present their claim for Prime Minister in 7 days within 25th of December. CPN Maoist Centre Chairman Pushpakamal Dahal Prasanda has said that his party does not call anything leading the government as a bottom line. Speaking at a press conference organized by Press Centre Nepal Chitwan today, he said that the party will move forward through consensus and understanding. He said that he would take responsibility if he got the opportunity to lead the country through the alliance. The Chandragiri municipality is making preparations for collecting waste by segregating it at a time when separating waste into biodegradable and non-degradable is becoming a challenge. The municipality is planning to collect waste separately in 6 different bags. Each house in the municipality would be provided with 6 different bags for keeping various types of waste in a bid to making the city citizens to manage most of the household waste themselves. Mayor Ghanasyam Giri said that this program has been initiated to significantly reduce the amount of waste and its sustainable management. Rupandehi has increasingly seen thick smog in the morning of late. Doctors said number of patients having common cold and respiratory complications had been on the rise since last week. Medical superintendent of the hospital, Dr. Sakuntala Gupta, said inflow of patients having pulmonary complications and common cold was on the rise with the fall in temperature. Dr. Gupta urged the general public to remain cautious to protect from rising cold. The district health office Rupandehi also asks the elderly people and children to wear winter clothes and consume warm food to shield cold with temperature going down. Number of patients with cold triggered complications was increasing in Navalparasi, Kapilvastu, Dang, Baki and Bardia of Lumbini province. The Nepal Police, in collaboration with the local government units, have prepared resource materials targeting local students to contribute to build a peaceful and safe society in Chitwan. According to district police sources, the resource materials had been dispatched to the schools after signing contract with the Bharatpur Metropolis last year. As part of the campaign, the district police has intensified preparation to distribute the resource materials to the schools across the district following contract signing with Ichhakamanarule Municipality on December 18. Chief of the District Police Office Chitwan, SP Navaraj Adhikari, informed that the revised resource materials have been printed and distributed to the schools as per the agreement between the concerned local government units and district police. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to some international updates. At least 9 police officers have been killed in a bomb and gun attack in northern Iraq. The attack took place near the oil-rich city of Kirkuk, about 290 km from the capital Baghdad on Sunday. The Islamic State group has claimed responsibility. IS has already said it was behind the planting of a roadside bomb that killed 3 Iraqi soldiers near the Baghdad on Wednesday. Officials say Sunday's attack began when a bomb blast targeted a truck carrying police near the village of Chalal Ol Matar. The blast was followed by a direct attack with small arms. An official from the Ministry of the Interior in Baghdad confirmed the attack. Local officials say at least 19 people have been killed and dozens injured in a fire inside a road tunnel in Afghanistan. An oil tanker overturned and caught fire in the Salang Tunnel, which links the capital Kabul to the northern provinces, on Saturday evening. The blaze spread to other vehicles before it was put out the next morning. Pictures posted on social media showed several vehicles totally charred after the incident. Some of the bodies were severely burned, a senior health official in Parwan said in quotes cited by AFP news agency. At least 32 people were wounded, another official said. It's thought the number of casualties could still rise. A top Chinese health official says he believes China is experiencing the first of three expected waves of COVID infections this winter. The country is seeing a surge in cases since the lifting of its most severe restrictions earlier this month. The latest official figures appear to show a relatively low number of New Delhi cases. However, there are concerns that these numbers are an underestimate due to recent reduction in COVID testing. The government reported only 2,097 New Delhi cases on Sunday. Epidemiologist has said he believes the current spike in infections would run until mid-January, while the second wave would then be triggered by mass travel in January around the week-long Lunar New Year celebrations, which begin on 21st of January. Millions of people usually travel at this time to spend the holiday with family. Now the sports news. Argentina has won its third FIFA World Cup after winning the final match against defending champion France in the penalty shootout. In the final match of the FIFA World Cup 2022 played in Lusail Stadium in Lusail, Qatar, Argentina defeated France in the tiebreakers after both teams played a draw in regulation plus the additional time. Star player Lionel Messi scored two goals for his team, while left winger Angel Di Maria scored a goal for Argentina. Mbappe scored a World Cup final hat-trick for France. Argentina had last won the World Cup in 1986 under Diego Maradona. Messi won the Golden Ball Best Player, Mbappe won the Golden Boot High Scorer, and Argentina's goalkeeper Emiliano Martinez won the Golden Globe Best Goalkeeper. Now the general weather forecast for the country. The Meteorological Forecasting Division forecasts the weather to remain partly to generally cloudy in Province 1, Bagmati Province, Gandaki Province and Lumbini Province, and mainly fair in the rest of the country today. Similarly, the division stated the weather to remain partly to generally cloudy in the hilly regions of Province 1, Bagmati Province and Gandaki Province, and mainly fair in the rest of the country tonight. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Red Nepal for this hour. Before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Parliamentary Secretariat in preparation for administering oath of office to newly elected members of the House of Representatives. Cold-related health complications on rise with a dipping temperature in Lumbini Province, and at least 9 police killed in a bomb and gun attack in Iraq. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. You can listen to us online on our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Red Nepal. Have a good day.